Hello, this is Anvati. Welcome to the news with NDTV. It's Monday, July 21st, and coming up in today's episode. Opposition flings multiple accusations as Rajya Sabha and Lok Sabha get adjourned amid ruckus. Bombay High Court acquits all 12 accused in 2006 Bombay train blast, which had killed 189. Rabri Devi attacks Nitish Kumar over Bihar law and order. And as Israel attacks Houthis, reports claim majority of Palestinians are closing to near-fatal starvation levels. Rahul Gandhi, leader of the opposition in the Lok Sabha, claimed today that despite his position, he is not allowed to speak in the lower house. The monsoon session of the parliament opened in chaos, with the Lok Sabha adjourned soon after it began due to loud protests from the opposition benches. Similar scenes played out in the Rajya Sabha as opposition MPs in both houses demanded responses from the government on the Pahalgam terror attack, Operation Sindoor, and US President Donald Trump's repeated claims of facilitating an India-Pakistan ceasefire. Speaking outside the House and within the Parliament complex after the Lok Sabha was adjourned till 2 p.m., Mr. Gandhi said, and I'm quoting, "The question is, the Defence Minister is allowed to speak in the House, but opposition members, including me, who is the leader of the opposition, are not allowed to speak. This is a new approach. The convention states that if people from the government can speak, then we should also be given the space to speak," unquote. His sister and MP in Lok Sabha, Priyanka Gandhi Vadra, also repeated the same sentiment. In the Rajya Sabha, CPIM MP Santosh Kumar submitted a notice seeking a debate on the recent terror attack in Pahalgam, Operation Sindoor, and Trump's remarks. Congress MP Renuka Chaudhary also moved a motion in the upper house on the same topics, pressing the government for clarity and accountability. Congress MP Manikam Tagore submitted an adjournment motion notice in the Lok Sabha requesting an urgent discussion on what he described as serious national security and foreign policy failure. He called for the House to debate on the alleged lapses that led to the Pahalgam incident, which had killed over 20, and developments following Operation Sindoor. Before the session began, however, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla appealed to MPs for cooperation to ensure smooth proceedings. In a message on Twitter, he wrote, and I'm quoting, "The fifth session monsoon of the 18th Lok Sabha is commencing today. In this sacred temple of democracy, the collective role of all representatives is extremely important for the expression of public aspirations and the protection of national interest," unquote. Meanwhile, in Rajya Sabha, Civil Aviation Minister Ram Mohan Naidu Kinjarapu addressed concerns over the recent AI-171 incident, the air crash in Ahmedabad, and the foreign media reports claiming that it could have been pilot failure. Quote, "AAIB is carrying out the investigation in a transparent manner. I have seen multiple articles, not only by the Indian media but also by Western media, trying to promote their own viewpoint. We want to stand by the truth, and that will only be revealed when the investigation is complete," unquote, he said. Leader of the opposition in Rajya Sabha, Mallikarjun Kharge, also raised concerns, saying, quote, "I have given notice under Rule 267 on the Pahalgam terror attack and Operation Sindoor. Till today, the terrorists have not been caught or neutralized. The government should inform us about what has happened," unquote. 19 years after the 2006 Mumbai local train blast, which killed 189 people and injured over 800, the Bombay High Court today acquitted all 12 people convicted by a lower court in the serial bombing case and formally stated that they are not guilty of the crime. 5 out of the 12 people had been sentenced to death by the trial court and the others to life imprisonment. Contrary to the lower court's conviction, the High Court bench of Justice Anil Kilor and Justice Shyam Chandak said the prosecution had utterly failed to prove the case against the accused. Thus, they formally stated that 12 accused are not guilty of the crime. Quote, "The prosecution has utterly failed to prove the case against the accused. It is hard to believe that the accused committed the crime. Hence, their conviction is quashed and set aside," the bench said. The court said the accused shall be released from jail if they are not wanted in any other case. The bench noted that the convicts were given the benefit of doubt due to the prosecution's failure to prove the charges. The court questioned witness statements. It is noted that 100 days after the blast, it is not possible for a person to remember a suspect. The court also said that explosives, arms, and maps recovered during the investigation appeared to be unrelated to the blast. The prosecution, it said, could not even prove what kind of bombs were used in the blast. The Mumbai local train bomb explosion was caused by 7 bombs that ripped through the Mumbai local trains during peak travel hours within 11 minutes. Rigged pressure cookers were used for the bombings to amplify the damage caused. The first occurred at 6:24 p.m. rush hour due to people returning from work, and the last at 6:35 p.m. The bombs were placed in first-class compartments of trains from Churchgate. They exploded near the stations of Matunga Road, Mahim Junction, Bandra, Khar, Jogeshwari, Bhayandar, and Borivali. A trial court in 2015 convicted 12 people of the blast. A special court of Maharashtra Control of Organized Crime Act sentenced Faisal Sheikh, Asif Khan, Kamal Ansari, Ehtisham Siddiqui, and Naveed Khan to death. 7 other convicts, Muhammad Shajid Ansari, Muhammad Ali, Dr. Tanveer Ansari, Majid Shafi, Muzammil Sheikh, Sohail Sheikh, and Samir Sheikh, were sentenced to life imprisonment for being part of the conspiracy. All 12 convicts will now walk free after the High Court's ruling today. But all is not lost. Chagan Bhujbal, a minister in the Maharashtra government, has said this about the acquittal of the 12 accused. Quote, I just saw this on your news channel. I don't know the reason for their release. He has been in jail for 18 years. The department will study the reasons for their acquittal, and if they feel that this matter can be taken to the Supreme Court as well, then they will decide. I cannot say anything concrete about it as at that time. As Bihar opposition continues its claims of disarray of law and order in Bihar, former Chief Minister Rabri Devi has targeted current Chief Minister Nitish Kumar in a big statement during the Parliament's monsoon session, saying that he is not able to handle the current situation and should hand over his position to his son, as he is not handling Bihar. Rabri Devi said the crime has increased in Bihar and criminal incidents are happening all over the state. Quote, the law and order of Bihar is not good, she said. She also added that Nitish Kumar, who is the chief minister of Bihar, is also the home minister and hence not able to handle the state of Bihar. Rabri Devi then advised Chief Minister Nitish to maybe resign and then make his son the chief minister. She also added, it doesn't even matter whether he resigns as the home minister or not, but he must make his son the chief minister as he is a younger man and more capable. She also attacked Nitish Kumar over the voter revision list, saying the Election Commission is deleting people's names from voter cards, which is wrong. Quote, people who go out to earn money, their names are deleted. We will demand that the Government of India and the Election Commission call people from wherever they are, she said. The claims about deteriorating condition of law and order in Bihar are emanating from the several murders within the last month in Bihar, the Chandan Mishra murder case being the most recent and the most brazen. 4 people have been arrested from Kolkata in connection with the killing of gangster Chandan Mishra inside a private hospital in Patna earlier this month. According to sources, the arrests include principal shooter in the case, identifies as Tausif Badsha, along with his cousin Nishu Khan. The list of the arrested include Tausif, alleged main shooter and prime conspirator, Nishu Khan, the cousin of Tausif, who reportedly provided shelter and logistical support. Sachin Singh allegedly helped coordinate the escape. Harsh, alias Harish Kumar, said to have conducted surveillance and accompanied the shooter 2 days before the incident. Bhim Kumar, whose role currently is under investigation, and Alpana Das, the only woman arrested, but police have not specified why she has been taken into custody. Israel is now striking sites in Yemen as of this afternoon. And addressing this development, Defense Minister Israel Katz said, and I'm quoting, the IDF has now struck terror targets of the Houthi terror regime in the port of Hodeidah and is forcefully countering any attempt to restore the terror infrastructure previously attacked. As I have made clear, Yemen's fate is the same as Tehran's. The Houthis will pay a heavy price for launching missiles towards the state of Israel, unquote. Houthis have been long attacking ships, especially near the Red Sea, which are supported by UK or US especially, as both of the countries supply arms to Israel, and Houthis have been backing for Palestinian freedom. Meanwhile, the IDF said that Houthi terror regime exploits the maritime area to exert force and conduct terror activity against passing and commercial ships in the global shipping space. The targets attacked illustrate the military use that the Houthi terror regime makes civilian infrastructure for terror purposes. This is what the IDF said. It also said that it will keep attacking with force if the state of Israel is threatened in any way. Meanwhile, coming to Gaza, a day after the Israeli forces killed at least 115 Palestinians, including 92 aid seekers at Zikim Crossing, according to an Al Jazeera report. There are reports now of serious starvation within the region. The killings on Sunday came as Israel's continued siege of Gaza worsened a hunger crisis, with health authorities there announcing that at least 19 deaths have occurred from starvation over the past day. In Zikim, Israeli forces shot dead at least 79 Palestinians, according to local media sources. This is from an Al Jazeera report, as large crowds gathered there in hopes of getting flour from a United Nations aid convoy. This has been a pattern repeatedly seen, that Israeli forces have been attacking aid sites. 9 more were killed near an aid point in Rafah, where 36 others had lost their life just 24 hours earlier. 4 more were killed near a second aid site in Khan Yunis, according to Palestinian Civil Defense. That's multiple places where hungry people had gathered to get some aid and food for their families and themselves. However, they were rounded up and shot at. Acknowledging the attack, the Israeli military said it had fired warning shots to remove an immediate threat posed to the troops in northern Gaza. It did not, however, provide evidence or details of the alleged threat. As per United Nations World Food Programme statement, the victims were simply people trying to access food to feed themselves and their families on the brink of starvation. It said Israeli shootings happened just after a convoy of 25 trucks carrying food assistance crossed the Zikim point. Quote, shortly after passing the final checkpoint, the convoy encountered large crowds of civilians anxiously waiting to access desperately needed food supplies. As the convoy approached, the surrounding crowd came under fire from Israeli tanks, snipers, and other gunfire, unquote. The violence came despite assurances from Israel that operational conditions for humanitarian agencies in Gaza would improve, the WFP said, including that armed forces would not be present nor engage along with convoy routes. The WFP has warned Gaza's hunger crisis has reached new levels of desperation. People are dying from a lack of humanitarian assistance. Malnutrition is surging, with 90,000 women and children in urgent need of treatment. Nearly one person in three is not eating for days. That's all for today. You were listening to the news with NDTV, your daily newspaper and TV bulletin wrapped in a compact podcast. If you want to catch up with the day's events in a hurry, do remember to subscribe to the News with NDTV on Apple, Spotify and the NDTV News app. This is your host Anviti, signing off.